Yes, it's that time again, year 21, week one. Sishnu, the first week wrap-up, what do you got?
Vasu has assumed the lead, and barring any serious injury, he'll get himself into great shape, and he should win the race comfortably. But the main thing is everybody is adapting to the conditions, to the course. Every race is different every year. We don't have like five or six guys setting a torrid pace at the top to pull everybody around. Everybody is kind of their own puzzle wrapped up in an enigma, if you will, in that they have to find out what they have. Regardless of training and experience, every race is different, conditions are different, and you have to deal with yourself 24/7 for 52 straight days on the road and then off the road, not wasting your time, minimizing your stress, and maximizing your rest so that when you're on the road, on the track, you can go.
Sishnu, any predictions on the girls? Vasu is a winner in the boys. What's going to happen to those four ladies out there?
Oh, your guess is as good as mine, because there's four ladies that are all talented. Two are newbies, but they're not showing any signs of rookieism in terms of not knowing what to do or how to adapt to the course and the regimen. The only one who doesn't have a handler, Yolanda, is at a competitive disadvantage because she can't have somebody who's setting things up for her and making life a little bit easier. But still, she has an excellent pace throughout, and she led the ladies, the four of them, for four straight days in order to get back from a day two. A slight bump in the road to come back to be in the positive percentage of being able to finish the race. So we'll see what happens in the following weeks. I hope that all 10 can stay in the race and, barring injuries, maybe have a shot at finishing. We haven't had a complete field finish since, I believe, 2006, maybe. So it would be nice if everybody got to the line.
Thank you.